Welcome, folks, to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, because we're going to be bringing you guys the latest world news and health research here in a few minutes. A lot of different topics that we'll be going over. And, yeah, hope everyone had a strong, healthy, safe weekend. Hope you guys are getting the truth out there every day like we do on this show. And hope you guys are getting your supplements. Be sure to check out the product of the week. Y'all voted and it won the vitamin C antioxidants with vitamin C capsules with antioxidants, on sale right now for 15% off. One of the best formulas on the market. Loaded up with an enormous amount of vitamins in here, including different antioxidants, along with high-dose vitamin C. And forgive us today if we're having any issues as far as with the internet. Everything just froze up again with me on here. Yeah, so we've had a lot of issues this morning on it. So bear with us on it here. There we go. Now I got stuff moving again. But yeah, so gosh,
we might have reset the whole system.
Yeah, we had to reset the whole system earlier.
Let's do some mental candy while we try to figure out if the internet's going to work.
Mental candy, some bubble gum for the brain.
Well, this is funny, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You know, he ended up getting some cosmetic surgery about 20 years ago and made him unrecognizable in Hollywood.
He's big in wrestling back in the day, though.
Yeah, he's a professional boxer, too. Yeah. But he just got kicked off a Big Brother show.
I saw that. For homophobic and offensive language.
I find it all funny, kid. But, you know, it was funny. He started talking about some Butch Dyke lesbian, apparently, who was on there, And they told him he couldn't talk about it like that. He continued to do it, and they booted him off.
You know, it's funny, these celebrity shows. It's all the time they always have these celebrity shows. And everybody puts these individuals on a pedestal, you know, because they're celebrity or they're on a movie or they're in a TV show. And I always laugh because I've met a lot of these individuals, and so have you. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's got to put their pants on one leg at a time.
I've heard me say that before.
You know, it's the truth about it all, though. You know, everybody always puts a lot of these individuals on these places, and it's like, dude, everybody's got to deal with their own stuff. And sometimes people don't want to deal with stuff either. You know, that's the funny thing about it, is a lot of these individuals, you find out that they're tolerant of some things and other things they're not tolerant of. Sometimes some of these individuals have their same viewpoints. Sometimes, you know, you have The Rock come out and endorse the bumbling buffoon Biden.
And lose millions of followers.
Millions of followers. So, you know, it's just interesting. A lot of these people, it's all theater show. Don't get too wrapped up in following celebrities and musicians and putting them up there, because at the end of the day, they're just like everybody else. And there was one article here that came up, though, that I wanted to cover here, if it's not frozen up on me. And it was saying, this is another health article. There it is. It talks about now processed food additive mixtures actually increase the likelihood of more diabetes. Now they're looking at five separate additive mixtures often used in processed foods to determine whether they increase the risk of developing diabetes. Now, I talked to you guys about this in detail over the last couple months on how a lot of these food additives, it's not just the singular food additive that's so horrific for the body. Like high fructose corn syrup in and of by itself is horrible. But when you start taking high fructose corn syrup and you mix, you know, monosodium glutamate, MSG, and you have sodium nitrite, and you got aspartame, and you got food coloring, and you have this concoction, this toxic cocktail of processed food additives, it starts becoming way, way, way more aggressive on as far as negative health aspects. The researchers found that a recent study that eating the most common food additives and processed foods in conjunction led to a much higher risk in type 2 diabetes. The PLOS Medicine on Tuesday, French researchers looked at five separate additive mixtures. Here you go. It said diet drinks, so aspartame and sucralose, acidity regulators like sodium citrate and phosphoric acid. Then it talked about in here a sulfamate K, aspartame, and sucralose, and along with basically different types of agents that mix together. It said these things all come together and have basically a negative synergistic effect on the body. It said consistently several of the food additives of mixtures 2 or 5 were associated with higher type 2 diabetes with previous publications on emulsifiers and artificial sweeteners. And this goes back exactly what we talked about. So I'll post this on the website so you can read about it in detail. Is that some of these items by themselves, your body can process some level of toxins, but eating them all in combination every single day, there's no way around it. It's going to cause health problems long term.
You know, it's funny. When I was a college professor way back when, we had a word that we came up with. It was called synergy or synergistic effect. And basically what that kind of means is like this. You know, if you have a piece of string that'll hold 10 pounds of weight,
right,
but you twine it with two more pieces of string of the same size, individually they'd hold 10 pounds or 30 pounds, but when you twine them together, you have a synergistic effect. They may hold 70, 80 pounds.
Correct, yep.
And so that's what synergy is. And my definition of synergy to these kids, I made it real simple. 1 + 1 = 5. That's what I said. Just put 1 + 1 = 5. And that way you can, that's the definition of synergy.
Understand it.
Yeah, and that way it makes sense to you. And it's difficult to understand Mickey Rourke. And I just pulled this article that's popped up. And you know what's funny, though? He was busted the chops of this lesbian.
Yeah.
About this show that nobody watches anyhow. And here's what's funny about this. Personally, I'd have to believe, because he said, well, nobody was hurt or injured in this. Apparently, he has a really wild temper, likes to hit people.
Oh, does he?
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe he's saying nobody was hurt or injured in this.
Well, you have to clarify an incident. Listen. Nobody got hurt this time.
But you know what he got? A boatload of publicity.
Oh, he did.
He would have never, no one would have even talked about this show.
I didn't even know the show existed until it popped up. I know. No.
And the lesbian got more publicity than she ever would have gotten with this show otherwise.
I didn't know who she, I didn't look
I have, up. Yeah, but the point is, I mean, either way, both of them, from a marketing standpoint, went through the roof as far as, you know, clicks. I mean, he's all over the news this morning.
I know, it was popping up on there.
And hadn't heard of Mickey Rourke in years.
We played in that last, a couple of Expendables.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
He had done that. So, but other than that, no, he's pretty much, you know.
Well, no, he said, I've had to deal with my temper my whole life, and I'm so sorry I've done this. Well, no, you're not. You just got millions of dollars of free advertising.
That's true.
It's like, you know, Katy Perry, you apparently went up into space today. I don't know if she made it back down or not. Somebody might be able to leave her up there, I guess. And but she went up there with five really interesting women, and she went to 60 miles, or about 300,000 feet. You know, the SR-71 Blackbird would fly at about 70,000, 80,000 feet. It's about four times high as that plane would fly. It's pretty high.
It's right
at the very edge of space. I'm not sure what the Earth would look like at that level.
How much it cost to go up there?
I think about $250,000. I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
With the same thing William Shatner did. But you're only up there for the whole thing lasts from beginning to end like 11 minutes.
How they can't get you up there in 11 minutes.
They get you up there faster than that, but because you're in a rocket. But you're floating around for about a minute, I guess, you start coming back down again.
Really?
It's just
I thought it was like all day experience.
Well, now she wants to be known as an astronaut. And I'm like, whatever. NASA's going to list her as an astronaut.
Yeah, stop reaching, Katie.
You know, so maybe she wants to find out if the Earth has a curvature or not. This is my flat Earth people.
I don't know. I haven't been up there.
Now let me.
I would like to go up there.
Let me ask my flat Earth people something. Can you see a curvature, if there would be a curvature, 60,000 or 300,000 feet, would you have to go higher? You know, that one guy took that balloon up there. He went way up. And I couldn't see a curvature on that
thing. He jumped out of those.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy, man. Had a space suit on.
That was wild.
That would be kind of interesting. I almost did that one time. I almost went up in a MiG.
Yeah,
it was going to go to 60,000 feet, and we couldn't. It was a long story. It's like many years ago, three decades ago, and I would still like to do that. Actually, it'd be fun, kind of fun to fly up in a MiG, you know, because you go to Russia and get in a MiG, and they give you a little helmet and space, you know, your little suit and everything else. And it wasn't too expensive back then, though. It still was expensive. I don't know what they charge now. I don't know if Putin would be very happy about that. So, Vladimir, if you're listening, set it up so I can get over there and you send me a ticket. And I'd like to go from one of your MiGs to 60,000 feet. I want to see if there's a curvature of the planet or not at that level. Because quite frankly, here we go, as high as I've ever flown was about 45,000 feet, and I didn't see a curvature at all. Now you think, well, what does that mean, Ted? I didn't say it meant anything. I'm just saying I wonder how high you'd have to get up to see the curvature, Austin. What do you think? All my flat earth is going to be letters now.
I think it's also, I have a new health article just came out now on the vitamin C.
The one
C's.
Thing with the
guideline
the,
on
the
that.
One, I never said the earth was round. I don't believe it's round like this. I don't believe it's like a ball. But here's the thing. The one thing they can never explain to me how the sun sets on one side of a flat earth and pops up on the other side.
You're going to have to ask God about that one, bud.
I have. I've prayed about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a theory.
Go to space. Go hang out with Katy Perry. She went up there.
Katy Perry, I'll pass.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they got a way to do it.
She'll probably do some witch's cauldron while she's up there.
I don't know about all that.
Stir in a pot. See if it flows out of no gravity. I wonder if we get outside of gravity at 60,000 feet.
I don't think so.
No, unless you get to float around the castle.
You'd probably lighter.
Lighter?
Probably, yeah.
Just I'll be lighter.
Lighter.
I mean, lighter up.
No, no.
That's God, awful.
No, I didn't mean that.
That's terrible.
But buoyancy, weight. Start getting lighter.
All right, so Mickey Rourke, well done on your marketing plan. It worked extremely well. I love it. Oh, by the way, a new doctor has come out, an endocrinologist, that says that cinnamon is the primary thing that you need to have in order to control blood sugar.
Oh, yeah, that's a great product.
And, you know, I thought that was interesting because I thought, well, you know, we have our cinnamon extract, and this guy, he's adamant about it. He's all over the internet now on all these talk shows talking about if you use cinnamon, you can really control it. It's almost like taking an insulin shot, Austin.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not making that claim. He is. But the reality is that, you know, cinnamon, I've seen over the years, has really helped to maintain a really good blood sugar if you take it on a consistent basis. I know that for a fact because we've seen it happen over and over again. And by the way, Pfizer has scrapped its daily weight loss pill after a liver injury.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Pfizer said it would develop it would end development of an experimental daily weight loss pill after liver injury was a potential side effect. The patient's liver enzymes recovered rapidly after they stopped taking the pill. The patient had developed liver enzymes, high elevated liver enzymes. The announcement adds to a string of setbacks to the company's bid to win a slice of the booming market, which got the hormones to tap down appetite and regulate blood sugar. So they don't want to do it because they're afraid they're going to kill somebody with liver problems. So rather than having this issue happen, they just decided to pull it off the market, which I think is a good idea. By the way, if you want to really help your body sugar and weight loss, you do the cinnamon extract.
Yeah.
You know, do the berberine. You know, do all these different types of compounds that you can use to help stabilize your blood sugar. And stop eating high glycemic foods. In other words, stay away from pasta and rice and, you know, white potatoes. Just avoid those. Stay with chicken and vegetables. I sound like a broken record with that. And just keep the glycemic index low. And make sure you take some more cod liver oil or our fish oil capsules every single day, since the cod's been out of stock forever.
Well, we got the regular cod. We got the cinnamon cod. We also have that Nordic Natural strawberry cod, too.
Well, those we're talking about the old-fashioned one.
Yeah, the old-fashioned. Don't ask about the old-fashioned. We're just going to get me mad. Yeah, the one that we have from Nordic Naturals, the strawberry one.
And that's a good one.
It's pretty decent. It's really high quality. It's really pure. But that one's available. We have the cinnamon capsules, too.
Yeah.
The ultra-pure DHA capsules. And the cinnamon extract, the cool thing about the cinnamon extract that we have is it actually is a 10-to-1 aqueous cinnamon bark extract. So it's because a lot of times people think, well, I could just sprinkle cinnamon on my food.
Eat the bark off the tree.
Yeah, it's very, very, very difficult to digest cinnamon in any type of dosage. And so you've got to have something that's a very absorbable formula. That's why we have it in our cinnamon extract. That's why it works so good just by itself. Or you could stack it with berberine. And also, too, other news that came out with the vitamin C here. Talks, it's another article that came out. It says vitamin C is the muscle of the immune system. They said behind the scenes, vitamin C is more than just an antioxidant. It said one fact that all doctors essentially agree upon is that the vitamin C is essential to all aspects of the body. It talks about in here consuming vitamin C, how it improves your immune system, why it's so important for immunity. And it says also, ascorbic acid or vitamin C can actually be a lifesaver in reducing inflammation. This is a pretty cool study going into detail on it. It says essentially vitamin C is very affordable, and essentially what it does is a vitamin C complex almost, and it's designed by nature to help out the body to essentially fight off almost anything. And this is why we've talked about it in detail before on why it's so important to maintain high doses of vitamin C, as our bodies require vitamin C also to produce collagen. It says which is crucial
together
for connective tissues, wound healing, and brain chemicals. That also acts as an antioxidant to regenerate other antioxidants such as vitamin C. And this is one
vitamin
of the reasons
E.
why we always say take vitamin C with the collagen peptides that we have right there. That's a great combination together. It aids in liver detoxification, vitamin C does, maintains healthy skin, bones, connective tissue, regulates the immune system.
Blood vessels.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Also, too, is really good. Here's different products they have as far as vitamin C. Different formulas as far as broccoli, kiwi, that's high in vitamin C. It also converts fat into energy. It says your fats use a special shuttle called carnitine to enter your mitochondria. Your body produces carnitine with the help of vitamin C. If you don't get enough vitamin C, your body can actually struggle to break down fats for energy.
I didn't know that one.
I was reading about it earlier on here. And that's one of the reasons why we have the L-carnitine formula, that you can stack with the cinnamon extract or just on its own. And L-carnitine can actually help you burn more body fat in conjunction with a healthy diet, not eating a bunch of high glycemic carbs. It reduces, it reduces heavy metal accumulation. This is really interesting. It says vitamin C can reduce heavy metal accumulation, possibly by scavenging free radicals generated by heavy metals, thus inhibiting their genotoxic effect. That's a really important one.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
Another study showed just taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day for at least 4 weeks can notably reduce your LDLs. It actually helps regulate cholesterol. It can also fight plaquing of the arteries. Another really important one, too, because it helps protect the by reducing the stickiness of white blood cells to artery walls, improving blood vessel function you just talked about. And it also improves mental health. In addition, affecting mood, thinking, memory, sleep, serotonin also helps control appetite, nutrient absorption, and gut movement.
And anxiety.
Yeah.
ADD, sleep disorder.
Right here, high levels of vitamin C are linked to better moods in male college students, and vitamin C can improve the mood of hospitalized patients. I mean, this is what made me...
I wonder if I can be in a better mood if I take more C.
I know it helps. Helps out with energy. I know that.
Are you diagnosing me now as having problems?
I don't diagnose anybody. I don't give any medical advice out on the show. But that's one thing that I've always found that was so troubling to me was during COVID, when you had all these doctors come out and they're talking about oral dose of vitamin C, intravenous vitamin C, and it was every single mainstream media platform, they blasted it. Oh, this is fake news. This is medical information. Don't listen to this. Don't take any advice from these doctors. They have no idea what they're talking about. You need remdesivir. And I'm sitting there looking at it. And I'm like, the level of propaganda that we experienced during COVID, when I look back at it now, it almost is hard to believe. It almost is difficult to fathom what we experienced during COVID and how hard they lied to everyone and gaslighted everyone and making everyone feel like they were crazy for wanting to maintain your immune system for essentially a mutated flu virus. It really was crazy. So one of the last things on here, too, it boosts iron absorption. It also helps adrenal glands generate essential hormones. This is really important. The adrenal glands assist in the production of adrenaline, cortisol, progesterone. Vitamin C contributes to the formation of these formulas. It also goes into detail here on how it, this is what they say, prevents and targets cancer cells. This is their words, not mine, said in a study showed that people with higher plasma vitamin C levels had a 45% lower risk of developing gastric cancer than those with lower levels of vitamin C. Another 2017 study said vitamin C demonstrated roughly tenfold greater effectiveness than an experimental drug targeting cancer stem-like cells.
You know, Gerson,
their words.
Well, a lot of research 100 years ago used vitamin C intravenously.
Yeah.
Because it converts into hydrogen peroxide. And it massively oxygenates the tissue, and they said that it actually helped to kill a lot of the cancer stem cells. Now, we're not making any claims on that.
That's what they claim.
But the crazy part about it is vitamin C with Linus Pauling. He won 2 Nobel Prizes for this, and he continued to live into his 90s doing his research. And all the scientists who 30 years earlier had buffooned him with his vitamin C research, they were all dead.
They were gone,
and he was still going. He took 10 grams a day. Now I don't know how his bowels handled that.
That's a lot.
I guess he got used to it. But I tell you what, though, you're taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. It's going to be hard for anything bad to live in your body. Boy, that's a lot of C.
Yeah, I don't recommend
that. I don't either. I don't know. I take about 6,000 a day, I told everybody.
You got to build up to it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody, especially if you're starting to take it, that's why, like, our vitamin C capsule formula, we're at 600 mgs per capsule, and you can boost that up. I usually recommend, I tell people the easiest way to do it is to microdose throughout the day with vitamin C.
It is.
So if you take two capsules, that's 1,200 milligrams. If you start taking that, two capsules a day, then take two capsules twice a day, then take two capsules three times a day and build your way up, especially if you're trying to regulate something or fight something off. That's usually the best way to
do it. Well, I just take 5 in the morning, 5 at night. First thing in the morning, I take my turmeric, I take my vitamin C, and I take my several different herbs that I use, and I take those first thing in the morning when I get up along with my purple sticks.
Yep.
That's how I start my morning.
And if you take the vitamin C capsules or the powder, if you take it with food, it also can help decrease aspects as far as
acid ingestion.
Yeah,
I use the vitamin C antioxidant formula.
Yep.
I like that one in particular because it has all the different antioxidants in it. They're both excellent products.
Yep.
But in the other one basically buffers it out a little bit better. But I still like the antioxidant better. By the way, 3 decades have been wiped off from life expectancy because of COVID vaccine. Now I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say that I agree with this article because I haven't seen the statistical analysis on this.
And that's a bold statement.
Yeah. But I saw it and I thought, I'll cover this just for, I guess, kicks and giggles. Shockwaves have been sent ripping through the scientific community after a study found that around 30 years have been wiped off from the average life expectancy of people who received at least two doses of the COVID mRNA vaccines. The alarming study found that the mRNA injections reduce a person's lifespan by 37%.
That's a strong statement.
I have to see the statistics on this. If in the United States, the average life expectancy in 2019 was 78 years, a 37% reduction equals the loss of over almost 30 years. The average life expectancy of the Western world, generally encompassing Europe and North America and parts of Asia, is around 80 to 83 years. This means the average life expectancy is down almost 30 years. The explosive study was conducted by a team leading Italian investigators by Professor Marco Alessandria. The bombshell findings were published in the renowned Swiss medical journal MDPI. The study further confirmed warnings from leading experts about the long-term impact of the COVID vaccines. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the MDPI, and it says it's a critical analysis of all-cause death caused during the COVID-19 vaccination in an Italian province. So I don't know how large the sample size was, quite frankly. I'm not sure about all this, if it's statistically significant.
Comorbidities as well.
There's a lot of things here, basically, but we all know that a lot of people that we knew, as in past tense, have died after the vaccines. I know a bunch, and a lot of them die with these extremely, you know, fast turbo cancers. So it's interesting. It says the retrospective study used information collection of the latest data set in order to determine the source of the information for this particular study. The follow-up considered ranges from January 1st, 2021 to February 15th, 2023. The main co-founders used to verify the association between exposure, vaccine status, and outcome all-cause deaths were identified using a copay exam. This sounds pretty doggone thorough is what it does, honestly. I'm going to post this study so you can read it. Read it and let me know what you think. If you think this is legitimate, but a 30% reduction in life expectancy,
that's
20, 30 years. That's a long time, but that's gotten a big chunk of life off of a lot of people. Now, it could have been, like you said, comorbidities. It could have been a problem with all this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I have to go through. I haven't looked at the research. I'll check that out this week. But there's a lot of factors, but that is a very strong statement as far as those percentages on there.
Yeah, so we'll see. So we're going to leave this one in the question mark category right now.
We'll let you guys look at it, too. I hope it's wrong, too. And there's one thing I wanted to touch base on. Last week's Friday show, I talked to you guys about this new formula that's out, essentially, with this company called ProFirm. And it's making synthetic whey protein, and they're making all kinds of stuff with it now, from milk to cream cheese to smoothies to ice cream. And I went into brief detail, and I did more research on it. And this is some really weird stuff. So they're trying to market it as a plant-based milk, or it's a dairy-free milk. And they're putting all these fancy names on it, this animal-free, cruelty-free dairy. And so everybody's going, oh, yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. But what nobody's realizing, this stuff has a much, much darker side to it, hence the lawsuit that they're in right now for essentially false advertisement. And what they're looking at now, this is a whole nother level now. They're looking at this now, as they said, it's a nutritionally devoid substance composed primarily of fungal proteins never before consumed by humans.
Did you say fungal proteins?
Fungal proteins. Now, this gets weird. So they said
I don't want to eat fungal proteins. Yeah.
Perfect Day uses genetically modified microflora to produce synthetic milk protein. They say it's an animal-free milk from Flora, first of its kind, using whey protein made by microflora, not cows, to make dairy that's identical to traditional milk. It's not identical. This is why they're getting sued. This stuff's really, really strange. It's called SynBio, short for synthetic biology. And the non-GMO project said the biotechnology industry is marketing this method as this is the new term for it now, precision fermentation. But it's actually genetic engineering. But they've rebranded it now to call it precision fermentation. They said Perfect Day takes the natural gene from cow whey protein and modifies it, inserts a genetically modified gene in the genome of a fungus cell. Now, the company is blatantly saying here that, no, it's a great product. It's super healthy. It's in thousands of stores now. There's no health problems with it whatsoever. The thing about this is when you start reading about it, It's really strange. So they use here, Proform is used to produce a beverage with amino acid sequence that differs significantly from those in cow's milk and only contains a fraction of cow's milk nutritional value. It's composed primarily of fungal proteins not found in cow's milk and includes fungal waste byproducts from the fermentation process. They said Proform is only 13% actual whey. 86% of Proform proteins are fungal proteins. Proform contains 93 fungal compounds that are not found in cow's milk or whey. The fungal proteins and compounds are unknown to science, have never been a part of the human diet, and are byproducts of GMOs used in the fermentation process. I'm going to repeat that again.
Toxic sludge.
So fungal proteins and compounds are unknown to science and have never been part of the human diet. This is weird stuff now. They're saying here basically
sounds like more changing our DNA.
No, that's exactly what it sounds like here. And it talks about how essentially there's almost no omega-3 fats in it whatsoever. And they said the reason is they've also now they've tested it and they're found that one bored cow samples contain a pesticide, a fungicide called benthoviacarb isopropyl. I've never heard of
that's
that.
That's pretty good. You did a pretty good job of pronouncing it.
They're saying, though, I think the reason, this is what the doctor said, the researcher said, I think the reason this fungicide is present is because they've added to the fermentation process to inhibit the growth of fungi that could contaminate the production system. So there's things that we see here are not good for us. Let me put it this way.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either. But I wanted to bring this up because I had heard somebody talk about this on a podcast. They were talking about how it's this new milk. There's no side effects from it. It's super healthy.
Well, why would there be side effects from milk?
That's the point. Oh, but it's like lactose intolerance and stuff like that.
Oh.
So people that can't tolerate lactose, there's no issues from it. This is some really weird stuff. I don't recommend it. I will never recommend something like this. This is some really, really lab-grown sludge. Then nobody knows what it's going to do to you long term. When they're saying it contains 93 fungal compounds that aren't involved in any.
You know,
cow
we
protein.
Have a major problem right now with fungus in the United States.
I know.
States.
I was reading about it the other
fungal
day.
Fungal infections.
A lot of fungal issues with people with skin. With
talked
everything.
About it last week.
Yeah, it's getting worse, and now they're finding it difficult to treat a lot of stuff because its fungi is becoming resistant.
Well, the most effective thing I've ever seen in treating fungi is black seed oil. Tablespoon three times a day.
No, it knocks out everything.
Pretty much Muhammad. I'm not quoting Muhammad because I like Muhammad, but he did say this. He said that it was a cure for everything but death.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the Muhammad.
Well, I've had a lot of customers that have used that product that have given me enormously positive feedback on it.
Oh, me too. I was having problems with itchy ear canals.
Yeah.
Okay. And I couldn't figure out what was going on with them. I started taking the black seed oil, boom, gone.
Yeah.
I went to two doctors about it. I said, what the heck's going on my ears?
No, it's strong stuff.
It was awful.
And the stuff that we use is unbelievably purified. It is as strong as it gets with the black seed oil we have. And it tastes like it, too. It's strong. You mix it with pomegranate juice, it makes it more palatable.
Well, it's just nasty.
It's raw, but it's good. And so, again, if you run into some of these issues, jump on the black seed oil and give us a feedback.
By the way, Ukraine's Zelensky, who likes to dance around the piano with his private parts.
What's he up to now?
He's doing a Mickey Rourke. In other words, getting some good publicity here.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he needs to do something.
He tears into J.D. Vance for justifying Putin's actions on Trump as Trump makes excuses for new strikes. Putin had a big mistake, if any of this is real. Apparently, they kind of bombed a church area yesterday, you know, during Palm Sunday.
Did Russia do it, though, or the CIA do it?
We don't know. But Putin's saying now that if it happened, it was an accident. What it means is Trump's kind of trying. But the point is this. But Zelensky's saying now that Russia was the aggressor. That's a complete lie. We're talking about how the war started.
Okay.
But then he comes in and says, you can't start in the middle of what happened here and blame somebody for what happened before that. In other words, so he was shelling the Donbass region for 7 years, killing who knows how many people in that Russian-occupied area as far as Russian citizens. And finally, Putin came in and said, that's enough. And so, but you can't say that started it. You have to say basically Russia came in with
that
a military.
That started in 2014, didn't it?
A long time ago, yeah. So this has been going on for a minute now. And so it's just Zelensky, though, who's no longer the elected leader because they suspended elections. He's basically a quasi-dictator. Yeah, who's there basically because.
He's bombing churches, though.
Unless
you're a specific country.
I don't think they actually hit the church. I think they got close to the church. And, you know, it's something that he goes, I try to explain, you can't look for something in the middle. There is an aggressor and there is a victim. The Russians are the aggressor and we are the victim, he said. No, I don't think so. But now Russia did take them, you know, started bombing them, et cetera. But I have no idea how big this fight really is over there. Hostilities continue in Ukraine as a Russian cluster bomb hit civilians gathering for a church service on Palm Sunday.
It was a cluster bomb.
Yeah, according to the Ukrainians. Trump reacted to the attacks while speaking to reporters on Air Force One on Sunday and revealed he believed the attacks would have been a mistake by the Russians, which I think that's true. I don't think they would have done that because Putin's a Christian. I think it's terrible, and I was told they made a mistake, Mr. Trump's saying, and I think it's a horrible thing. I think the whole war is a horrible thing, he said. And, you know, it's true. I agree with him. The whole thing, he says, today's Palm Sunday attack by Russian forces on civilian targets in Sumy crosses any line of decency, he says in a statement on Sunday. There are scores of civilian dead and wounded. As a former leader, I understand targeting, and this is wrong. It is why President Trump is working hard to end this war. But like you said, Austin, we have no idea who dropped a cluster bomb.
No.
This could be a United States cluster bomb that one of the CIA dumped.
And I'm not making excuses for Russia or anything. But the issue that I learned a long time ago, when I hung out with enough guys that were prior military and contractors, you start finding out really quickly that just about everything we're told is a straight lie with almost every conflict. Yeah. I mean, it really is. There's so much obfuscation, so much manipulation. Because remember, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon cannot have this war end yet because we do not have another engagement, another conflict lined up after this war. We don't have one yet. Yeah, but they've got to get another conflict lined up after this Ukrainian war to make sure they can keep the billions flowing from the Pentagon.
You know, I can't stand Dwight D. Eisenhower. I can't stand him, okay, because of what he did after World War II and keeping the German POWs behind enemy, you know, behind barbed wires, millions of them starved to death. He did that, by the way, if you want to look it up. You can call it Eisenhower's death camps. The sad part about it is that he did say one thing right. He did say, beware the military-industrial complex. He did do that, but I don't care for Eisenhower whatsoever. I would have much rather had Patton as president of the United States than Eisenhower, but they killed Patton because he told the truth about who the real enemies were. But anyhow, so that's how that goes. By the way, how extremist groups – this is an interesting article. How porn and gore and ultraviolence, how extremist groups are sinking hooks online into the very young. After his arrest, the boy's mother was stunned to discover that her 12-year-old had been learning how to kill and gorging on videos of decapitation and torture to gruesome that it, I'm not going to read any more of this. I'm going to say this very, very carefully with everybody listening again, because I've said it so many times and I'm going to say it again. Really be careful what your kids are watching online.
Yeah.
There's some stuff out there that is so bad and so horrible and so grotesque that you can't even discuss it on a show like this.
The issue is now, make it brief on there. I mean, the problem is the Middle East has produced a lot of snuff films over the years with a lot of these torture and killing videos.
Horrible.
It's disgusting. They're horrible. You don't want to watch them. And a lot of that stuff has gotten released, though, and a lot of it's very easy to find now. And the problem is when these kids have access to open internet in their bedroom by themselves behind a locked door.
Don't let them do that.
I don't care what your excuse may be. There is no excuse to have a young child having full open access to unfiltered internet with no private, with no security, with no oversight, with complete open access to it. If you're a parent that's allowing that, you're being unbelievably negligent. I'm going to say that very clearly. If you write me letters on it, I don't care. That's your opinion if you want. There's nobody that can justify a young kid having open access to this.
Okay, now let me stop here for a second. This is important. This is real important. If you have the young children at home, okay, if they're sneaky, as I'll get out, they're sneaky, all right, and they're smart, and if you have your iPads locked or your computers locked so they can't get onto them, they will, in many cases, sneak up behind you while you're putting your password in to get the password. And then when you leave the house, they turn everything on. Now, that's why you need to check your history on this. Don't teach them how to erase history. And look at what they're looking at, because guys, there's a lot of stuff out there that's absolutely horrific for young children because they don't have the brain power at that point. They're 10, 12, 8 years old to say, I shouldn't be looking at this.
Right.
They don't understand how bad it is. And so they'll start, you know, fantasizing, looking at it and, you know, internalizing.
Last time this 12-year-old kid, he's been gorging on this stuff, watching it. Now
kill somebody.
Yeah. You know? And that's, I mean, that's how psychopaths.
You know, so you've got to be careful with this kind of stuff with children because they don't have the ability to turn it back off.
See, here's one of the biggest problems. I'm going to give everybody a heads up on this. If you guys haven't figured this out yet, if you got kids, all the new gaming platforms, PlayStation 5, all these new ones have to have an internet source. They're not like the old school days where you have an Xbox 360 or old PlayStation where you put the disc in it.
I didn't know that.
You can play it You don't have to be connected to the internet at all. All the new platforms have to be connected to the internet. The problem is in most cases, these platforms like PlayStation 5 have access to the internet. There's no restrictions. You can go search anything you want on them. And so you got these kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old. They got a PlayStation 5 in their bedroom. Parents think they're playing video games. They got a full open access computer with full
internet. I had no idea.
But most people don't.
But a lot of parents are good parents.
Yeah.
And they keep stuff locked. And these sneaky kids sneak around and figure it out. Or they go to their friend's house.
That's also true.
Okay. And they go up in their room and they chill out. You know, when people were kids way back when, you know, we had Playboy magazine. Now, I'm not endorsing Playboy magazine. Don't ever say I did because I don't. But, you know, that was the extent of what was out there pretty much. And, you know, when you had to go to the store, you had to buy the magazine. And one of your friends would have it at his house stuck under his mattress like everybody didn't know where that was. And, you know, it's the truth, right? And so it was one of those things that, you know, it was bad. But what they have out there now is unbelievably horrific.
It's horrific in some cases.
And so you got to be careful with the guys because a lot of times these kids get wrapped up in this stuff and get into a big mess. By the way, Harvard scientists is now claiming that Mars used to be a thriving world and basically it was wiped out in a nuclear war. Okay?
I can't argue with that. I've done a lot of research on Mars over the years.
I covered this at Angel Wars. It wasn't a nuclear war. There wasn't that. It was scalar energy systems that were being used way, way in advance of nuclear energy because scalar basically has the ability to – I've explained it in depth so many times I'm not going to do it again. But a scalar energy field's got tremendous power, and it can destroy vast continents. It really can. You know, space-based weapon systems are scalar energy platforms in most cases. And so they have the ability – in fact, that I personally believe, and I talked about it in Angel Wars, that the asteroid field that we have basically floating around in our solar system was a civilized world at one point, that the entire planet was destroyed by a scalar weapon field. You know, you see this with the Death Star in Star Wars, okay? And it hits the planet and it completely destroys the entire planet. I think we have that technology. I think the ancients had that technology. I think the fallen angels had that technology. And when there was that coup d'etat against God in the ancient world, and they tried to overthrow God Almighty, I believe a lot of that type of weaponry was used. And that's why we have Mars as a desolated planet. That's why we have pyramids all over this planet, which were used for energy production. All of this stuff is very, very real, and I cover it in Angel Wars. What I don't want to have happen is this. A lot of you guys are Christians. And a lot of you love Jesus. I was able to pray for you guys again yesterday in church. But the reality is that we have a situation now where a lot of Christians keep their heads stuck in the sand. They don't want to believe anything negative. You talk to them about Kabbalist Luciferian synagogues of Satan. Oh, I don't hear about that. Okay. You talk to them about the ancient world that was here before, you know, this current world. They don't want to hear about that. It's all about this Pollyanna approach of what name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers have been doing now for almost 100 years. And they don't want you to think about the other side of what's really going on, the deep, dark, undercolored, undersided belly of this mess that is like on the internet that we have right now. And plus, they don't want to ever talk about what happened on Mars. So there are things that are called aliens, but we would call them fallen angels, entities from other dimensions and worlds that are very, very real. The Bible talks about them in depth. I covered them in Angel Wars. So don't say, oh, my gosh, there's disclosure now. This spaceship thing is real. Duh, it's been real for thousands and thousands of years. They were locked up down here with us, you know, when God recreated this planet. All of this stuff is very, very real. So don't let it blow you away if you suddenly find out it's real. Remember, Jesus created the heavens and the earth. It's through him all things are held together. If you remember that, none of this stuff means a whole lot as far as what these entities are or where they're from. Just a newsflash for you guys. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're spot on with that. A lot of this stuff, you got to look at it. Sometimes you got to look at it from a very far out grain of salt so you don't start getting weird about it. And a lot of times, so you got to start looking at stuff in a lighter fashion, kind of like, hey, this is what happened, but this is also, too, where I'm at with it, and there's no reason to sit there and get all weird about it and get all paranoid. Oh, my gosh, but you also have to be a realist. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people that are Christians. I talk to them about, like, backup food storage for their family. They, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to save any money. I don't need to save any food. I don't even know anything about defensive tactics.
I'm going to get raptured.
I'm going to get raptured as soon as anything bad ever happens in my life. And I'm like, that's probably some of the dumbest ideology I've ever heard of. That's naivety at best. And I said, that's not accurate, nor is that biblical. Storing up grain for the 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine, there are 50,000 plus references of different things of being prepared in the Bible. Everything it talks about is being prepared.
I don't know if there's 50,000, but there's a bunch of them.
There's a lot. Probably exaggerating on that. But you know exactly what I mean.
Well, no, it's true. Here's what we're not exaggerating about. A North Carolina woman has saved her husband after an alligator attacked him in their retirement community.
That was a good segue.
It was good, wasn't it?
No, North Carolina alligator.
Yeah, Joseph.
He got up far up north.
Yeah, no, actually, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah,
okay.
Here it says Joseph and Maureen Roser were in their backyard. I think it's a German name. I think it's umlaut over the O. In the backyard retirement committee, gardening and spreading mulch. And all of a sudden, this older guy was sitting there, and a gator sprung out of nowhere and latched onto Joseph. She heard her husband was crying and screaming, and she sprung into action. She grabbed the closest thing, a tomato steak. That was this gator just latched on her husband and started stabbing him in the eyes.
Perfect. Great.
Okay? Good. It's good. And Marma, she said, according to the report, she says, I knew I had to do whatever it took to save my husband. And basically, the animal let – this is the primeval swamp beast let go. That's what it says. I'll read the whole thing. Yes, Marina was gardening, saw her tomato steak, grabbed them, and immediately started gouging in the eyes of the primeval swamp beast. And you know what? It worked. The gator let go, and they would go back inside their home and call 911. The gators came, and the authorities came, and they euthanized the creature. Now, I don't want to hear about that shit that killed the poor little gator. I don't want to hear it.
I'm proud of her, though. That's on your feet, though, because a lot of people, when they get around these types of animals, they freeze up. They get scared.
Oh, no,
hesitation gets you killed.
But now they've got a law going in New York, so you can't euthanize a squirrel. Did you see this?
No.
Apparently somebody squirrel. We talked about this later.
Oh, this is that incident. Well, yeah, but the New York law enforcement.
They should have done that.
No, you can't. They do that.
But New York bill would now give critters due process after Peanut the squirrel was killed.
They killed
and beheaded.
He was like a Instagram squirrel, bro.
I know he was cool. I got that. I didn't want Peanut to get killed.
I know.
I liked Peanut. Okay. Sort of. He's a rat with a tail, but it's cute. State Republicans are pushing a bill that would give animals seized by the government the stay of execution after the internet famous Peanut the squirrel was decapitated by the government last year.
Decapitated?
Yeah, Peanut apparently whacked his head off. Peanut probably took out a pocket knife. Peanut's grieving owners, Mark and Delana Logongo, joined with the assemblyman to unveil Peanut's Law. The Humane Animal Protection Act, which would require Department of Environmental Conservation wait at least 72 hours before euthanizing any seized animals. I got a little picture of Peanut with a hat on here. He's so cute.
He was. Quite frankly, I can't argue with that. The state sometimes is so out of control with some of the stuff they do. They don't even bother to look at anything. They just go. They sent a SWAT team to go seize Peanut.
But you know the crazy part. This is New York, and they still like that full term abortion for babies.
Now that's a valid point.
But Peanut's got more rights than the baby does. Well, I guess Peanut didn't have any rights.
He got decapitated. Did you say he got decapitated with a pocket knife?
He got decapitated.
Why is there, this is like decapitation on the show today.
It didn't say pocket knife. I don't know what they had.
K-bar?
Guillotine?
They got a squirrel guillotine?
It's getting dark.
Poor Peanut. Golly. Yeah. But you do make a valid point, though. New York gives animal rights more than baby rights.
Well, I personally think any animal that's seized by the government like that needs to have at least 72 hours as far as the person who owns the animal for the right to say,
why did my animal get seized? You showed up with a SWAT team to seize my squirrel. Why?
Well,
there's
one exception. There's an exception. If a dog gets out and he's running around biting everybody or killing people, he needs to be euthanized immediately.
Well, that's a completely different topic, though. If you're talking about an animal that's basically been seized by animal control because he violently attacked, mauled, or killed somebody, that's a whole different thing. See, down here in Florida, they will euthanize an animal immediately on site if that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you have a dog that's latched onto somebody and they're ripping their face off, well, we got to make sure we let the dog have rights. Like, dude, he's actively trying to kill someone.
Well, the reason I say that, I got attacked by a Doberman about 30 years ago.
Dog attacks are very real down here.
And, I had to basically defend myself. And the reality is that that's different than this.
That's completely.
Yeah.
The animal, remember, there was no incident with Peanut as far as him doing anything illicit or biting somebody.
Except he looked really cute.
He was really cute. But I did take a photo yesterday for you guys. I told you I was going to do this. The processed food additive mixture article we just talked about, right? Talked about some detail. Well, I brought this up yesterday. I took a photo of wild caught smoked
salmon. Oh, you did
salmon.
It? Yes. Yeah, there you go.
I was over there. Now, if you put on screen four, look at this. Salt, after salmon, salt, sugar, sodium nitrite.
Unbelievable.
Yellow 6, yellow 5, and red 40.
For wild caught salmon.
Wild caught salmon. Why in the world do you have to have three different food colorants to wild caught salmon? The answer is you normally don't.
I discovered this several months ago. And I learned very, very quickly that, you know, I need to read labels on
this
stuff's expensive.
This is why you read your labels, guys. This stuff is like $12 for a pack of this
like
stuff.
Like 4 ounces.
Yeah. This smoked salmon is not cheap. But why in the world do you have sodium nitrite, yellow 6, yellow 5, and red 40 in here? Not only are all three of those in and of themselves toxic colors, they have a synergistic effect of toxicity when you stack them.
Big word.
Big word.
1 + 1 = 5.
And then you have sodium nitrite. Sodium nitrite, colon rectal cancer, and everything is tied into with digestive problems and inflammation in the gut. So you're sitting here, you're trying to be healthy, eating some smoked salmon. I want some smoked salmon. I don't eat it. Then you find out not only are you eating sodium nitrite, you're eating a whole barrage of food.
Red 40.
And yellow 6 and yellow 5.
I don't personally believe that this stuff is pure wild caught.
It can't be.
No, because you have to put red coloring in.
No. But so this is the reason why I say all the time, my friends, make sure you read the labels on stuff, because there are times when you look at something, you go, oh, it looks pretty good on the front, throw it in your cart. This right here, this caught me off guard.
I threw it in the cart. Then I looked at it. What the heck?
Read the ingredients on this. I said, it's smoked salmon. Why?
This was months and months and months ago. I had a friend of mine, Melina. Over there looking at stuff, and I looked at it. She said, this has got stuff in it. I'm like, no, it's smoked salmon. I said, no, look at the label. And I said, what the heck? But she caught it. I missed it. She caught it. By the way, China has halted rare earth exports to the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Threatening supply chains for cars. Here we go again. Oh, by the way, the used car market is going through the roof again. Semiconductors and aerospace industries. China has halted exports of seven critical rare earth elements to the United States, a move that threatens to disrupt supply chains again across all of these areas. China's Ministry of Commerce recently added seven more rare earth elements, including, I'm not going to try to pronounce them. The elements are essential for manufacturing high-performance magnets used in electric vehicles, advanced weaponry.
There you go.
Remember, we gave China our silent shaft technology with Clinton.
Yep.
Big deal. He should have been charged for that. Not in a good way. On April the 4th, the Chinese government ordered restrictions on the export of 6 heavy rare earth minerals. So this is a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. And so now it says the United States is heavily relying on China for these materials, with China accounting for over 60% of the global rare earth production. That's why we wanted it from Ukraine.
Yep.
Okay. And nearly 90% of processing. This dependency poses a significant risk to national security and economic stability. Trump's push for bringing manufacturing back to America's soil wasn't just economic nationalism. It was common sense. He's right. His policies aim to rebuild our industrial base, incentivize domestic production, and secure supply chains. Critics call it protectionism. They were wrong. Relying on a geopolitical rival for essentials that we have to have in our aerospace and defense industry is not just risky, it's suicidal.
Wow.
That's very well said, by the way. And so that's something that, now we have this. Now we have China saying, hey, we're not going to do that. And here's an interesting article from the American Thinker. This is really good. What does it mean to be a Democrat today? If you want to be a Democrat, I mean, why? Let's think about that. Let's really think about what it means to be a Democrat today. You must support vandalism of Teslas and cities. You must support government waste, fraud, corruption, inefficiency, and abuse of taxpayers. You support theft and crime, whether committed by illegal aliens or homegrown citizens. You support torture, Hamas, abortion, Planned Parenthood, murder, Louis Magone, assassination, assisted suicide, euthanasia, and the genital mutilization of children, gender-affirming care. And you help incite and promote all of the aforementioned. Moreover, you somehow believe that illegals, non-citizens, and criminals should have more rights than your fellow law-abiding citizens. You are vehemently against securing your borders. You approve of open borders and all that entails, and you effectively believe that LGBT community has more rights than heterosexuals and that Muslims have more rights than Christians. I disagree with that. And you believe that no systemic, substantial, moral, or ethical difference between the United States and communist China. In fact, you believe President Trump is a bigger threat to democracy than the Chinese president. You believe that only white men are bright enough to figure out how to obtain a valid ID suitable for voting. Yet you claim to hate racism even while you're saying white people are inherently racist because of their race. Now, I'm going to repeat that. You claim to hate racism even while saying white people are inherently racist because they're being white. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. And you claim invasive species are an essential threat to our ecosystem, but that undocumented immigrants are a boom to our economy, though invasive species are not, like iguanas in Miami. Amazing. What else does it mean to be a Democrat today? It means you embrace projection, gaslighting, obfuscation, hypocrisy, and flat-out lying. It means you despise the truth. This is a staggering litany of stunningly damaging ideas and behaviors. Nonetheless, if you firmly support all of these unconstitutional, criminal, and evil beliefs and actions, you will still get roughly one-third of the country to support you, maybe more. And increasingly so violently, remarkable and revolting. Ultimately, this means you, and not supporters of conservative rights, are an existential threat to the public. When you get right down to it, it might be the whole point of that these people are a threat to the Republic of the United States. And the reason they've become like this, and I will be very blunt about this, is because of free stuff that we've given them through the Republic. Once you start giving people free stuff, they don't want the free stuff to stop. Once you go with DOGE and you start looking at the inefficiency of government and all the free stuff being handed out to people who don't work for it, who have basically done it in many cases illegally, as far as filling out applications illegally, like the thousands and thousands of children under the age of 11 who've gotten small business loans, or those over 115 years old who got small business loans, and they're all dead or they're children, and they use their Social Security numbers, by the way, to apply for this stuff, and then they put these debts on these children, and they find out when they're 18 years old, they got a small business loan when they were 4 years old, and it's in default. Now their credit's of 400. Yeah. And they're like, what did I do? I didn't do this. Oh, yeah, you did this 20 years ago. I said, 20 years ago, I was 4. How did I do this? Then you got to go through the courts and try to clear that mess up.
Well, and it primarily, a lot of it primarily happened during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start throwing in these $2 and $3 trillion COVID bills like
this. $7 trillion.
Even under Trump, even under Biden. You start throwing trillions of dollars out there in the market. And you start making it easy for anyone to apply. Pretty much gets a green light for anything they want. There's a lot of stuff that happened during COVID that is absolutely egregious to a republic. And the crazy part is now you see all these people that are all mad. I can't believe they're cutting this. I can't believe they're cutting that. You know, DOGE is cutting this. You know, tell me you don't contribute to anything without telling me you don't contribute to anything. The only people that are mad about this are the people that aren't getting the free dole out anymore. That's it. Anybody that's actually working and paying taxes and trying to be contributed to society, which, again, I think a lot of taxes are theft. But, again, at the end of the day, you do have to drive on a good interstate. Well, pack. I hate potholes. That's the way I justify it sometimes. I hate potholes.
And you drop down to your axle. It's awful.
Well, the thing about it is I have been over to Middle Eastern countries. I've been where you literally have potholes that will take out a whole small car. You got spare tires on.
You remember
everything.
That when we were in Egypt?
Oh, they're all over the place over there. So when you're around that, you see how bad the roadways actually are, and then you come over here where you got the interstates that actually, in most cases in Florida, are really well taken care of. Okay, I don't mind contributing some.
Somebody's got to pay it.
That's the way I justify it. At least
remember, we almost got hit by that bus in it. You remember that almost that bus almost ran over? Oh, it's horrible. By the way, home buyers bail in droves as realtors reveal how they are waiting for the crash, and they believe it's going to be as big as the one in 2008.
That's what they're alleging.
Remember, Biden brought in up to 20 million illegals that have houses.
Yep.
That created this giant bubble boom for the last 4 or 5 years. And suddenly a lot of these people are defaulting now because these free loans are going away.
That's exactly right.
And a lot of these homes are coming back on the market, and there will be a big glut. I guarantee
you
that'll happen.
You got two factors. A, you got people that are basically, some of which are getting deported. That's a small amount of numbers.
Small amount.
The biggest factor is a lot of these funds that were going through USAID and all these billions and billions of dollars that were going to these NGO programs, this money was trickling down into the economy, into the real estate market. That's how a lot of these individuals were able to afford these houses with no job, no money down, no proof of income, and suddenly they get a loan for $500,000 on a house. And everybody goes, no job, no proof of income, no money down, How are you getting approved? This exact same thing that happened in 2008, 2009 crash. You watch the movie The Big Short. This guy's some rough language in it.
Bad language.
But it goes into detail exactly what happened and how these people, some of these people were applying, and they had 3 and 4 and 5 houses that they were renting out, and they didn't have any significant income. And they said, well, I'll just refi again. They said, what happens when you can't refi? They go, what do you mean? Eventually, this is going to come to roost. You're not going to be able to just keep refining every couple of years and avoid this balloon. And that's what happened.
I knew this one couple back then. They bought a house for about $400,000.
Yeah.
They were loan brokers.
Yeah.
And they ended up getting a $1.2 million loan on it.
Yep.
Okay. And they got
multiple mortgages.
Yeah, they did. They had almost, you know, about $800,000 that they got extra on top of the house. And then the monkey came to roost.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get any more loans. And they had to file bankruptcy, but they lived on that $800,000 tax-free. I mean, actually, it was a loan for 5 years. I saw it personally.
Well, the issue that happens with that, too, is what happens when that $1.2, $1.5 million in loans you have on a house that now is valued at $600,000, $700,000.
Well, no, the house got sold again at $400,000.
Yes, exactly what happens. And so all of a sudden they go, well, wait a minute. The house isn't going to just keep going up exponentially in value.
Yeah,
I can't just keep refinancing and remortgaging stuff. And no, the answer is no. Be very cautious with that stuff.
I've got great news.
Great news.
Biological men are not competing for the USA Fencing Women's Championship.
That's horrible.
Apparently, the top two men now are going to compete for the USA Fencing Championships for
females.
For females, yeah. This is 1 week. the men have won. Of course they did. It says Stephanie Turner refused to compete against the man. Redmond Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sullivan already won 2 gold medals in just 6 events against women. Yeah, Sullivan. Way to go, bud. You are so tough, dude. You wouldn't even rank in the men's fencing championship.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. You already took 2 gold medals in just 6 events against women. Previously, a personal best 3rd place against men. So best.
Why are people allowing this to happen in these upper ranks?
Well, this one woman, it's interesting. She starts screaming in this video, it's a man! And the guy goes, you can't say that. It's a man! He's got a beard. You can't say that. It's a woman. No, it's not a woman. It's a man! And they told her to shut up. I think they may have thrown her out. She went berserk at the doggone championship.
Good for her.
And you know, the thing about it is it goes back to the Democrats again, who do stuff like this. Why are you so stupid?
I can't believe I said that.
I know that's awful. Why do you think it's okay? We played that little video with South Park last week.
Yeah.
You know, when Randy Savage was basically fighting this little woman.
Decide he's going to be the woman's competition.
So he wins first place. This is all, you know, cartoons. It's sad we've degraded the cartoons now, but we did it. It was funny. And what was funny about it was that he said, and I was on the winner's podium when fighting first place, and the first, second, and third place winner beat half to death. Yeah. They're laying there on, you know, all beat up. And he said, oh, I won again.
I'm the winner.
Really?
Well, the thing is, the ironic part is you have some really crude shows that have made fun of this, but the fact of the matter is 99% of everything else can't get away with it. They try to say stuff about it and can't say it.
Oh, by the way, the guy who has his HBO show, what's his name, Bill Maher, he met with Trump in the White House about 14 days ago.
Did he?
And he actually did I posted it on our site. He actually had a pretty good analysis of what happened with Trump in the White House, and he was actually pretty positive about it.
He's an interesting individual. I don't agree with everything he says, but he does sometimes have an outside.
I agree. I agree with about half of what he says.
He's more as far as looks at both sides.
Yeah. Well, that's what Scott Fitzgerald said.
Yeah.
True genius has the ability to look at both sides with equal fervor and, you know, and basically.
And that's how you have to look at it with everything, whether it's in business, whether it's relationships. You've got to look at both sides. Okay, what is this side? What is this side? How do both sides feel? How to understand the way both sides function in order to really do things successfully long term. And that's one thing that the hardcore leftist Democrats have no ability to do.
They just get angry.
They just get angry and start screaming. They don't have valid points.
Oh, by the way, this has been one of those shows today.
Yeah.
Thank you for your support. I love you guys. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for being part of the Health Masters family. Thank you for praying for us. I'm about a week behind right now in answering emails. I'll get that caught up hopefully today. I love you. I appreciate you so very much. I really appreciate your support, getting your supplements from us to let us do a show like this.
Yes.
This show's about as politically incorrect as it gets.
Hey, we're getting the truth out there, though, my friends. You guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Be sure to grab me.
Maybe Mickey Rourke will defend you. He'll promote us now.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys need anything, Team Health Masters, vitamin C, antioxidants on sale. Be sure also, too, to sign up for the weekly updates on thebroshow.com. Make sure you're getting that shit right here. You know, every day, along with the different specials and promos that we have. You guys have a fantastic, safe evening. As always, We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
And remember, it's always about Jesus. Love you guys.